I'm due Career Heights.
Hi, Glenn. Yeah, standing by, over.
Hey there, Ben. Can hear you really well today. This is good. How are your family? How are your coworkers? And tell me, how is the teaching going? Over.
Yeah, Roger. It's a great day out here, too, and I'm due. It's beautiful. Sun's shining. We're doing good Monday here, so we're feeling a little bit, you know, feeling rested up. After our weekend, we're all doing well, just marveling at how God has sustained us with really good health over these last 14, 15 weeks of teaching. So, yes, it's been a great stretch, and we're doing well, both families. Over.
Are so good to hear. And tell me about the teaching. You guys are in the New Testament now, talking about the life of Christ, right?
Yeah, Roger, we turned that corner a week or two ago. We had Christmas last week, and we've really been enjoying these New Testament lessons. I think one of the big standout things for our group has been how the message has not changed a bit. It's the same message, and they're really catching the big theme as it just struck through all these stories, the thing that God's been talking about from the very beginning, he's still talking about, and it's getting more and more specific. I think that's really ringing some bells, over.
Oh man, that's great. So what are you teaching in the, like this week, in this coming week, over?
So this week, it's a big week. Obviously, just, you know, most of the chunks of the life of Christ are super important, but today we were teaching about John's declaration of Jesus being the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So we spent, you know, half the lesson looking at every one of the Lamb stories in the story thus far, making a point of contrast that the Lamb in those stories and the offering of blood in those stories covered sin. The penalty of sin did not remove it, and yet here is John saying that Jesus, the Lamb of God, is going to be the one who removes sin. So that was our big emphasis today, and we felt like just a huge foundation stone in thinking of our audience. Over.
Man, that's fantastic. And you see that people are piecing that together. Are you spoon-feeding that to them, or are you seeing some of them being able to kind of come up with that on their own? Over.
Yeah, the answers are really clear. They're for sure clear on the fact that, man, those offerings were not removing sin. Asking questions like, so when Abel offered his sacrifice, he offered that sacrifice, and then who was he depending on coming? As God promised, and it's great just hearing our folks saying he was depending on God's promise of the one who would overcome Satan to come. That's the only one who can take care of his problem permanently. So, feeling like, there's definitely some piecing together that's going on. We really feel like a lot more needs to happen. Still got a lot of folks who are trying to, you can tell just with their questions, they're trying to wrestle through, what do I do with the law? What do I do with the Ten Commandments? What do I do with religiosity relative to this message of Jesus is the only thing that God will accept? Over.
Yeah, it's so good. That is really, really great. Okay, well, you want to tell me some about what's coming up in the coming days and any, you know, like prayer requests specific that we can be thinking of? Over.
Yeah, really specifically, this week we're ending with the lesson on Nicodemus, and we really just are praying towards that day, feeling like that's just going to be a really big day where we feel like it's a lesson that really helps us to, you know, one last time to really make this thing a very personal thing with everyone, that their situation is truly impossible. It is nothing that they can do to fix the problem that they're in. The Nicodemus lesson really highlights so beautifully the need, and it's to be born again. Here's a man who everyone would look up to, everyone did look up to in his situation. In this environment, too, everyone here would look up to this guy and say, for sure, if God's going to accept someone, it's going to be him. And yet Jesus immediately said to Nicodemus, you have to be born again. You don't have what is required. And then just talking through that being born again thing as well, you know. So we feel like it's just an opportunity to really bring this problem home again, the impossibility of it, the inability, we're hopeless and helpless to save ourselves. That's the situation. How in the world do we become family members of God? How do we get the blood? And I've had some really good time with language helpers and lesson builder helpers on this topic to really bring those questions out clearly. A non-Jew person can learn to talk like me. He can learn to wear clothes like me and adopt my customs, but will he ever become a Benjamin Hatton family member? And the answer is so clearly no. It just can't happen. There's something miraculous has to take place. So we're just really praying that way, and we'd love everyone to be praying along with us, that that lesson would really come clear, and that it would really take the next, go to the next level of personal individuals really seeing their situation and asking the question, what is Jesus going to do and what do I have to do in order for this transaction to take place? Over.
It is such a key lesson, and absolutely, we'll be praying for that, and just, Lord, give you guys real clarity in how to present it in a way that makes sense and resonates well. Good question, asking and answering that, all of that. So, hey, that's really, really good. Anything else we can be praying for, over?
Yeah, so just that's the main prayer request. I think we're going to really try to engage the group individually, post the Nicodemus lesson as we move into the weekend, and really try and get opportunities with individuals and asking them, okay, what are you hearing? Where were you at? We're toying with a few teaching props that we might use, the idea of, you know, a birth certificate type of an idea. This is a prop to show this is what Nicodemus's birth situation is clearly. And then even compare that with, say, Jesus' birth certificate. You know, just a prop to show the two separate family members, and the one has to get into the other family in order to be accepted by God. And how in the world is that going to take place? And if it doesn't, you're absolutely lost. It's so clear that all that Nicodemus was doing well to that point counted for nothing in terms of this question. And so we're just praying for even stamina for us as a team to be able to spread out and connect with our folks individually. We feel like if we can do that now here, then perhaps this is another thing that we can do post our cross lesson, to do exactly the same thing, connect with people individually and just get them and pick their brains on what they're understanding about this situation. So, yeah, just playing along those lines for individual hearts, and then for us as a team to have the energy and the agility in our language and the key lines of questions to be able to walk people through those, the ones you're tracking and the ones who are maybe tracking so-so, and then even be able to help the ones who just aren't tracking that well. Over.
But I know exactly what you mean. It's a lot of energy. It's a big task to try to touch base with everybody. They don't wear wristwatches, so they're not going to come to your office at a certain time and have that moment. You're going to have to go find them. So, I pray that that'll happen, because I think that could be really valuable. But it'll take some time out of your normal schedule and routine. Okay, well, that's really good. We'll keep praying for you guys. Over.
Yeah, thank you. And it's just one of those things that, too, it might be a little way to measure, you know, need, how intensely individuals are feeling some of this. And we're really, you know, we've been really taking our lead from the Lord in this, you know, who are the hungry hearts? And we're allowing that to be really setting our focus and our pace and our direction. And so we'll continue to take that lead from the Lord, and we just trust that there will be a bunch of people who are feeling the burden after that lesson to, I really do want to sit down and talk about this as an individual. So, yeah, we'll just trust the Lord with that. But, yeah, thanks for pursuing us in this and getting this recording out. We're really appreciating that, and feel like that's the main talking point for this week, just that it's praying towards that lesson on Thursday and then the personal responses to that after that day. Over.
Okay. Hey, it really helps to get these updates and to know how to be praying. So anything personal that we could also lift up? Over.
Yeah, but everyone's doing good. I mean, we're feeling it. It's been a lot of weeks, and we are really looking forward to the end of this. But, you know, it's almost a little bit, it's even hard to imagine the feeling of emotions even building more than they are to get to the climax of this and then afterwards. So, yep, we're just praying that the Lord will continue to sustain us through it, and feel like we've really moved at a good pace, but probably can't deal with too much more intensity than we are, over.
Yeah, roger that. Okay, well, pass our love on to the family, to the Allens, and just know we're still praying for you guys, over.
Yeah, roger. Thank you so much, and our greetings to yours out there and the team out there likewise, over.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Y'all have a great day.